That's Boston here on KWFM. That's number 61 as we're slowly chewing our way through 92 songs of the 70s for you. Foreplay in Long Time from the first Boston album. And Bruce Springsteen, a song that was incredibly popular and unavailable to the general public. Unless you happen to tape it once in a while, that's about the only way to get the fever. And that's what you heard. That's what we're doing all day today, New Year's Day. And I thought this was rather appropriate today. The Big Brothers of Tucson are presenting a special showing of The Drunkards on January 12th at the Gaslight Theater at 6 p.m. That's a Saturday night. It's your chance to donate to the Big Brothers of Tucson and see a great play at the same time. For reservations, call the Big Brothers office at 795-9471.
Beneath the ground fog and sound swells of a world tour, they have emerged to the gauntlet of rock on the road to meet their greatest challenge, to share their finest hours. Styx. The Grand Decathlon Styx Live. January 11th. In concert. Community Center Arena.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Styx. Stop committing all reserves, stirring a million souls with the most compelling spectacle in rock. The Grand Decathlon, rock's finest hour. Styx Live, touring the world in concert. A Bieber production.
Appearing with Styx are special guest stars, The Babies. Tickets available at all community center outlets.
How you doing today? John Shook here with you. Hope you're, maybe up and about, well, maybe up, maybe not too about just yet. We're chewing through the 70s songs here for you. One of the tastier FM songs of the 70s came from Steely Dan, and while you're listening to the end of this, you might hone in on Wayne Shorter of Weather Report, tasty saxophone solo, and some of the best drumming Stephen Gadd of stuff has ever put out. But otherwise, it's Steely Dan. This is Asia on FM 92.
We'll be right back.
Steve Miller Band here on KWFM. That's number 57. That's where we are right now on Fly Like an Eagle. The boys are back in town from Thin Lizzy. The Beatles, Hey Jude, and that tasty Steely Dan, Asia. One of the more mysterious groups of the 1970s. No one ever sees them. How much more mysterious can you get? 4 minutes after 12 noon, here are the classifieds heard each time at this day. Urgent sale needed, 1977 Suzuki GS750. Clean, strong, excellent maintenance record. Never crashed. That's saying something. $1,525. For more information, call Mike at 790-9901. Leaving for Seattle, Washington via the West Coast, January 3rd. Need a rider if you're headed that way. Call Brandt at 888-1340. That's 888-1340. Your personal ad can be broadcast here on the classifieds. For more information, you can phone 624-5588 or stop downtown the Lawyer's Title Building, Suite 708, corner of Stone and Alameda. Don't do it today. No one's here, but any other time during the week, we're here from 9 to 5.
Folks, our warehouse is simply overflowing. So this New Year's Day, for 6 hours only from 3 to 9, we're having a gigantic warehouse sale with a huge selection of brand new beds and many one-of-a-kind floor models and bumped, scratched, and dented merchandise, plus some slightly damaged solid wood furniture, all at 20, 30, 40, up to 50% off. It's first come, first served, so you better hurry. That's this New Year's Day for 6 hours only from 3 to 9. That's Sun Valley Waterbeds, Broadway and Wilmot in Wilmot Plaza.
About 60 degrees downtown. John Shook here with you at KWFM. We're playing the best 92 songs of the 1970s, as helped determine by you. We're going to continue. This is George Harrison. KWFM with the Little River Band for you this afternoon. It's a long way there. My Sweet Lord, George Harrison started off for us. 19 minutes after 12 noon. How you doing today, the morning after the night before? What's happening in the world now in these 1980s? Let's find out from ABC News.
The morning after, and there's a lot going on this day after New Year's Eve, but not all of it happy. In Pasadena, California, a 16-year-old boy was shot to death, and a man was critically stabbed as a huge crowd gathered to watch the Rose Bowl parade. And college football, there's all you want, with the Rose Bowl game, of course, Ohio State playing USC. There's also the Sugar, Orange, and Cotton Bowls. But not everybody's off today. Students at the Thomas Jefferson High School in West Jefferson Hills, Pennsylvania, are in class, or supposed to be. Principal James Roberts tells us it's because students are required to be in class for a minimum number of days.
We've had several bad days this year in terms of attendance. This, of course, is by far the worst. Be quite honest, we only have about 115 students here out of 1350.
Roberts says the only holidays for students are Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Memorial Day. I'm Bruce Kamen, American FM Radio.
Beneath the ground fog and sound swells of a world tour, they have emerged to the gauntlet of rock on the road to meet their greatest challenge, to share their finest hours. Styx. The Grand Decathlon Styx Live. January 11th, in concert. Community Center Arena. Stop committing all reserves during a million souls for the most compelling spectacle in rock. The Grand Decathlon, rock's finest hour. Styx Live, touring the world in concert. A Beaver production.
Appearing with Styx are special guest stars The Babies. Tickets available at all community center outlets.
Bullseye. Saving money at tax time is a bullseye, too. Employers who aim for certain target groups when hiring new employees may qualify for the targeted jobs tax credit and save tax dollars. If you have hired new employees since September 26, 1978, or plan to hire soon, you may obtain a federal income tax credit of up to $3,000 per certified employee. Those who may qualify you for the targeted jobs tax credit include certain Vietnam-era veterans, young people from low-income families, handicapped persons, people on various forms of public assistance, and others. As an employer, you gain needed employees and save money on your taxes. Contact your local IRS or job service office. Look into the targeted jobs tax credit. A message from the Internal Revenue Service.
The death toll in that fire that swept a social club at Chappelle, Quebec, early this a.m. continues to rise. At least 25 now reported dead and 50 partygoers injured in the fire that caused a holiday crowd to stampede the exits of the club. It looks like U.N. Secretary General Waldheim won't have an easy time of it as he tries to get the release of the 50 American hostages in Iran. He arrived in Tehran this morning, and already two newspapers today carried a photo showing Waldheim kissing the hand of the Depaz Shah's twin sister when she received him in Iran during a 1978 visit. Thick fog is keeping the Coast Guard from removing 35 tons of dangerous chlorine gas from a barge beached on the rocky coast near San Francisco. The barge was being towed Monday when it became stuck among the rocks just north of Golden Gate Bridge. Want to know what's in store for 1980? ABC's Russell Spurr in Hong Kong says plenty of predictions are being made over there.
Astrologers here in Hong Kong are hard at work churning out their predictions for 1980, and they're getting a ready audience. The largely Chinese population of this British colony sincerely believes in what the stars foretell, as do most people throughout Asia. Well, this year the news is gloomy. My favorite crystal ball gazer, who foretold the overthrow of the Shah last year, predicts the same fate for the Shah's successor, Ayatollah Khamenei, the death of President Brezhnev, defeat at the polls for Jimmy Carter, fresh fighting between China and Vietnam, and a moderate economic recession. We'll all be glad, this seer says, when 1980 is over. Russell Spurr, ABC News, Hong Kong.
There may be a lot of rats in New York City, but a new study says more people in the Big Apple are bitten by fellow human beings than by rats. The city says people were to blame for 892 of the bites reported in 1977, and that compares with only 229 bites from wild rats. The report says most of the bites took place during some aggressive activity, like resisting arrest, fighting, or mugging. That's the news. I'm Bruce Kamen on the American FM Radio Network. Happy New Year from ABC News.
Happy New Year from KWFM. It's 25 after 12 noon. This is Genesis. Talking Heads at KWFM. For more songs about buildings and food, Take Me to the River, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, Genesis began for us. This is KWFM. Happy New Year's Day to you. Happy 1980. We'll be going through our 92 songs of the 70s for you all day today. So that's kind of curious. Also kind of curious is a lot of strange people born today. Betsy Ross, J. Edgar Hoover, Paul Revere. Other people who are still with us. Barry Goldwater is 70 today. J.D. Salinger is 60. Country Joe McDonald is 37. Fascinating? No. Maybe yes. Anyway, this is number 52. We're moving right along. This is KWFM with ZZ Top.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. We'll be right back.
Thomas came into my fame, and the Avenger from Oklahoma was added to my name. The Avenger I became. I'm the best one.
KWFM Tucson. We're playing the best songs of the 70s all day today.
Early one morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through.
Dylan and Tangled Up in Blue here on FM 92. That's down to number 46. Started off that rather lengthy set with number 52 there. ZZ Top and LaGrange, followed by Andy Pratt, Avenging Annie, Never Been Any Reason from Head East, Elvis Costello, Watching the Detectives, Bloister Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper, and Rhiannon from Fleetwood Mac in there too. And Mr. Dylan ended things out. 7 minutes after 1 o'clock, this is KWFM reminding you Sunday nights. We do 4 hours of the best jazz for you from 9 to 1 a.m. It's hosted by Dave Brown. David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust here on FM 92. Bloody Well Right from Supertramp's Crime of the Century album. And Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, begin 45, 44, 43. That's where we are now. 22 minutes after 1 o'clock. We'll return with Mary Turner and Off the Record.
Hello, this is Joel Gray. Good health at birth for every child is the goal of the March of Dimes. And early prenatal care for the mother-to-be is the single most powerful force in attaining this goal. If you're pregnant, here are some guidelines, some do's and don'ts from the nation's leader in the fight against birth defects, the March of Dimes. Do see a doctor or visit a clinic early and often during your pregnancy. Trouble can be detected early and taken care of. Do eat enough of the right foods. What you eat, your baby eats too. Don't drink. When you drink, your baby does too. And too much alcohol can harm the fetus. Don't smoke. Smoking increases the risk of low birth weight and miscarriage. Do get plenty of rest and exercise in moderation. When you feel in tip-top shape, your baby will too. Child care must start long before birth. Do give your baby good prenatal care. Wise words from the March of Dimes.
Hi, I'm Mary Turner, and in just a moment, Charlie Daniels talks about the South and the Ku Klux Klan, off the record.
Suits keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yeah, suits keeps on working,
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certs. Even after the candy's gone, Certs with Retsin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yes, Certs keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
When the Charlie Daniels Band plays, the most requested song is The South's Gonna Do It. In fact, it's almost their signature. But some people interpret this song as a call for a return to the days of the Confederacy, which was not exactly what Charlie had in mind when he wrote it.
I got into Ku Klux Klan started using my song as a background song for some membership raising thing or something, and I found out about it, and a friend of mine called and asked them not to do it, and they said, okay, we won't do it. But the thing about it is, they read the song wrong. The song says, the people down in Florida can't be still when a Lynyrd Skynyrd's picking down in Jacksonville, and that's the truth. The people down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Betts picking on his guitar. It has nothing to do with anything except music. That's the beginning and the end of it. And there's been some... in fact, I'd like to take this opportunity, if I could, since we're talking to a lot of people. There have been a lot of black people that have misread that song and have thought hard of me for doing it. And I have been fortunate enough to talk to some of them. And I would just like to say to everybody, this song is nothing but a happy song. And it has nothing to do with anything but music. I would not want to see the South be the place that it used to be.
Charlie Daniels. I'm Mary Turner, off the record.
And this is KWFM. It's 125 with the Moody Blues.
I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Montana, sir. Give me all your time. Moving to Montana.
Stones here on KWFM. It's only rock and roll,
but I like it, John.
I like it too, Jim.
Oh, good. Okay.
We were weaned on it.
Indeed, in the 70s.
I still have some of it in my mouth
yes,
here, as a matter of fact.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Neil Young in there, like a hurricane. Frank Zappa, Montana, going to grow some dental floss up there. And the Moody Blues began. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. My name's John Shook, and I'm just a DJ here at KWFM. Jim Brady, just another DJ, will be in for you at 2 o'clock. That's about 11 minutes from right now, and we are continuing the top 92 songs of the 1970s. Right now we're at number 38, and we will continue to do this till we get down to number 1 and proceed from there. Have yourselves a happy New Year's Day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.